Get up, get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
Remember that last Celtics team that won a championship? They all hated each other. Actually, let me take that back. They all hated Ray Allen, and Ray Allen hated the rest of them. He's literally writing a book talking about that. I mean, we all know, you know, everyone's like, oh, you know, they kind of had a strained relationship and all. No, they did not like each other. Ray Allen, for some reason, he wasn't a fan of the other guys. The other guys weren't a fan of him.
I know. I was about to say, were there reasons behind it or just personality clashes?
I think that Ray Allen, like, it came off that I think he thought that he was better than everybody else. He was above them.
Yeah. I mean, who
knows? For whatever reason.
I guess we'll find out when the book comes out. And Rajon Rondo's already, like, talking smack. He's like, he just wants attention. Don't listen to him. You know, they're saying that he's going to be snitching on some stuff.
He is.
Yeah.
About things that other people did.
Yeah, pretty much stuff on his teammates and stuff like that. So you got to be careful what you do, you know what I'm saying? Because if you're with someone that doesn't like you.
Well, he basically paints Rondo out to be this giant, like, a-hole that no one can stand. Because supposedly there was a trade that was going to get Chris Paul to come here.
Yeah.
And they had to trade Rondo. And supposedly Doc Rivers did not want to trade Rondo to the team that he was supposed to go to because he knew the coach. And he was like, I don't want to trade this piece of crap to you because he's that bad. So rather than us get the Celtics get Chris Paul, I'm just going to keep Rondo because I don't want to ruin your friendship because he's that. That's what Ray Allen made it seem like.
Wow. Wow. That's when you know someone doesn't like you, man, when they're snitching your old secrets. Like, I mean, honestly,
how is it surprising to anybody, though? If you don't like somebody and you can get financial gain from ratting them out about something, why does that surprise anybody that he did that?
Because snitching, like, it doesn't bother you, like, that you worked with this guy, and even if you didn't like him and you have these secrets on him and you have this information, like, for you to get financial gain, the way you have to get it is basically coming out and telling all these stories and these secrets about these people. That's like,
right, you know, but you're missing the point. They don't like each other.
Yeah, it's different.
I could see if, like, it's someone who's a good friend of yours and you're out there telling these deep, dark secrets for personal gain, but it's like, if you already don't like the person.
Yeah, it still doesn't matter. You're still a snitch.
I don't know, man. I mean, like,
he's a rich snitch.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who I like and I know their secrets and I'll take those to the vault. And then there's people who I don't like and I'm like, hey, my old program director used to have an affair with a receptionist.
Oh, my God.
What?
Okay.
See, because I always look at it like what? This, right? Like,
oh, was I not supposed to say that?
I always look at it like...
And he put her on the air because he liked her?
I always look at it like this. How would you feel if somebody snitched on you?
On me?
Yeah.
That's fine with me because I can explain everything I've done. I snitch on myself half the time.
No, but there's no, like, there's no explanation. Like, he's snitching on stuff that's real. Like, there's no made up stuff here. This stuff is actually real. So,
and? I mean,
that's.
So, yeah, you guys don't have no problem with people snitching on you about stuff.
That, go right ahead.
That's
go,
why
I got nothing to hide. Go ahead.
You
just
should
give me a cut of the money.
Be a nice.
I don't believe that from you.
Be a nice, delightful person so that people like you and will be like, oh, I don't want to die.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to rat him. He's a nice guy.
I would expect someone who doesn't like me to snitch on me. I would expect it, especially if they can get financial gain from it.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, in case you missed it, my own program director used to have an affair.
Wow.
The receptionist.
One more time.
They're probably still messing around.
One more time.
What? What? Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Better be careful. You know what happens to snitches.
Well, oh, please.
I'm just saying. He might come looking for you.
P-U-H-L-E-E-Z. Please.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The Get Up Crew. Only on the new Hot 96.9.